There are very few autumn traditions more firmly established in Virginia than high school football, but interest among young people in playing football has slipped in recent years, and as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, that's having consequences.
This is a story by Jacob Bagaj, a reporter for the Washington Post. Manassas Park High School has had to cancel its varsity football season. Only 15 players showed up for tryouts. The Virginia High School League sets the limit at 25 players. Any fewer players than that, people are at risk of injury. And they are not alone. They are the third high school in Virginia this year that has had to cancel its football season because of a lack of participation.
And David, the reason for this, I don't think, will come as a surprise to very many people.
There's a lot of concern now about head injuries, repetitive head injuries, and the long-term consequences of playing American football. So a lot of parents are having their kids not play.
Now, Manassas Park will still have junior varsity football this season. In fact, upperclassmen will be allowed to play on the JV team, and that could bode well for football's future at the school.
The hope that some younger players can develop and maybe play a varsity season next year. But down in Charles City County near Richmond, they've canceled the entire program. There's just not enough players to go around. So this is a challenge for what is an autumn rite of high school, is the football games with the marching band, the teams, the cheerleaders.
Players at Parkview, another Northern Virginia high school that had to cancel its season, will be allowed to transfer to nearby Dominion High School and join its varsity football team. David, our next story is about a ride-sharing service that was and then wasn't operating in Richmond.
This is a story by Mark Robinson with the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Dozens of electric scooters appeared on the sidewalks of Richmond near Virginia Commonwealth University in downtown. These were dropped there by a company called Bird Rides, Inc., which has electric scooters that people can rent. There's no docking stations. They're just left on the sidewalk. People can, with their app, find out where they can find a nearby scooter, which for $1 they can unlock and then pay 20 cents a mile.
And it seemed to work very well for a few hours. But David, Bird Rides had not bothered with getting an agreement and a permit, and that caused a problem.
So the city on Thursday sent their public works department around gathering these scooters up. There is no agreement. They want an agreement before they can move forward. Richmond is not exactly alone in being a killjoy for these dockless scooters and bikes. Arlington is trying to figure out what to do. In San Francisco, they impounded hundreds of them that showed up on the street. Denver has done the same, and in Cambridge, Mass., issued a cease and desist orders. This is a brave new world, maybe coming to your town next, these kind of dockless scooters that people can hop on and get around town on.
Bird Rides has apparently had better luck elsewhere. The company website says it's operating in 22 cities. Analysts place its value at $2 billion. No word yet on whether it will try to work things out in Richmond. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.